This message is from Family Worship Center. This message will not only build your life, but will make you experience the transforming love of God. Open up your heart and be blessed.
Did you come with your Bibles? Three quick openings. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, Ephesians 5:20, and Luke chapter 7. We'll be reading Luke first. We'll be looking at Luke chapter 17. I'm going to be reading from verse 11. Luke 17 from verse 11. I want to believe you have opened 1 Thessalonians and you have put a marker there. Ephesians 5:20, put the marker there. And let us begin from Luke 17. Verse 11. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go, show yourselves to the priest." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, somebody tell your neighbor, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned. Tell the other neighbor, returned. So we have one of them, and then we have returned. Make note of it. One of them saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice glorified God. With a loud voice, not with a nod of head, not with a shake of shoulder, but with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." My particular interest this morning is verse 17. So Jesus answered and said, "Were they not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Turn to your neighbor and say, "Where are the 9? Ephesians 5:20. "Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Giving thanks always, always, always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, what is always? What is all the time? January, February, March, April, when we feel good, when we don't feel good, when life is rough, when life is smooth, giving thanks always for all things. What is all things? 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." In everything, as you are in that thing, whether it feels good, it is not good, but you are already in it, as you are in it, the will of God for you is to give thanks. To give thanks. We looked at these three scriptures And we put them together on purpose. Give thanks in everything. Give thanks always. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and gave thanks. Something ran through these three scriptures that is the same. And it was the Greek word used for give thanks. They have the same meaning. Give thanks, in the Greek word used here, translated give thanks here, is eucharisteo. Eucharisteo. It means to be grateful. To be grateful. It means to be actively grateful. It means to be energetically grateful. It means to be keenly grateful. It means to be vigorously grateful. It means to be aggressively grateful. And it means to be enthusiastically grateful. So you are grateful, you are also grateful with a beaming, obvious, seen by everybody, enthusiasm. Did you hear what I said? God chooses his words carefully. The word used here is to be energetically grateful. Expressing your thanks to God with energy. Expressing your thanks to God with enthusiasm. Expressing your thanks to God aggressively. Expressing your thanks to God vigorously. When you do this, you are in the will of God. God is not looking for people who are grateful, but they are grateful like this. God is not looking for people who are grateful, but they don't want anybody to hear that they are grateful. The Bible says one of them returned and with a loud voice. Loud voice. Loud voice is energy. Loud voice is enthusiasm. Loud voice is vigorous. Loud voice is power. And then the Bible says with energy he fell on his face. 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 As a church, we are a grateful people. And if you've been with us for some time, you will know. We are very grateful. We express gratitude to God all the time. And that is why in our services, we begin with a prayer of thanksgiving. If you notice, we give time to testimony, to give thanks to the Almighty God. We testify of what he has done. We move straight into the praise and worship session. All we are doing is giving glory to God. We do that. We do that as a church. Every day of our lives, at home, in church, we do it. But however, as a church, there is a day. There is a day. There is a day. In the entire 365 days of the year, there is a day. We call it Thanksgiving, but it's actually a day. It's a Sunday, but we call it Thanksgiving. Somebody said there is a day. And for this year, that day is the 4th of December. It's the 4th of December. It's the 4th of December. And God is saying, on the 1st of December, come with energy. Come with enthusiasm. Come dressed vigorously, aggressively. Come and give me worthy praise. Worthy praise. But wait first. This idea of Thanksgiving, is it Pastor Ina and Sarah's idea or is it God? Don't be in a hurry. Is it that Pastor Ina and Sarah were in the bedroom one day and then they decided that, oh, as a church, we should set aside a day to give thanks? Is it the idea? It's not the idea. They were inspired. They were inspired. In the whole of the Old Testament, God was very, very particular and jealous about his glory. And his glory had to do with how people give him thanks. In the book of Numbers, chapter 14 particularly, you will see God for the first time got angry and called the congregation of Israel an evil congregation. And all was because they were ungrateful. He gave them meat. They say, is it only meat we eat every day? He protected them. They say, if it is going to be like this, then let us go back. The same place they cried for 430 years. Ingratitude consumed them. And he says, you are an evil congregation. Therefore, this will happen. So in the Old Testament, God will get angry because of the sin of ingratitude and punish people. In Psalm 50 verse 23, it says, whoever offers praise to me glorifies me. And you know, he doesn't allow anything to touch his glory. His glory is dear to his heart. But we say we are New Testament Christians. Let's come to the New Testament. The Bible began in Romans 1:21. It says, although they knew God, they did not glorify him. What was his glory that he said before? They didn't give me thanks. So he said, although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, and they were not thankful. Don't put the punishment there. No, leave the punishment. Although they knew him as God, although they come to church, although he has saved them, but they are not aggressive, they are not vigorous, they are not enthusiastic when they give him praise. And he said, that is not good. He said, that is not good. So in Hebrews, he said, God, who at various times, Hebrews 1:1, spoke to us in time past by the fathers through the prophets, has now in this last day decided to speak to us through his son, Jesus. So if you want to hear God speak, look at Jesus. Somebody say, look at Jesus. And the way God responded to Jesus every time he gave thanks will now let you know the mind of God towards thanks. So Jesus appeared, John 11, at the tomb of Lazarus. He said, Father, I give you thanks. Boom. He who was dead for this came out of the grave alive. Because the power of thanksgiving makes sure that whatever is dead around you comes back to life. Is there anybody here this morning who is willing to engage the power of thanksgiving? And I speak to you from now that every dead thing around you will come back to life in the name of Jesus. In John 6, God is speaking to us through Jesus. In John 6, he stood there. He was holding a crusade, and behold, 5,000 men beside women and children. He doesn't want them to go back home empty. And he says, my guys, what can we do? Let's give them food to eat. And he said, all we have is 5 barley loaves of bread and 2 small fish. I don't know why God made sure that we know that there were actually 2 small fish. Not any major fish. 2 small fish. And the Bible says he lifted it to God and said, Father, I thank you. Boom! The bread multiplied. Boom! The fish multiplied. 5,000 men beside women and children. I need you to know that in every crusade, if you have 5,000 men, it means there may be about 10,000 women and about 2,000 children there. Everybody ate. And because men have not changed over the years, I want to believe that some woman took some and kept in a wrapper somewhere. But after everybody took away home, 12 baskets of leftover. There is somebody here under the sound of my voice. As you engage the spirit of thanksgiving, leftover. The Bible says, good measure, pressed down, running over. That shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. But you say, all that doesn't move me. Okay, let us see. In Luke 11, he told us specifically. He says, were there not 10? He counted them. Something tells me he counted them. But the Bible says they were far off. You think you are far from God? You think he's not keeping record of what he's doing for you? He says, were there not 10? But they were far off. But he knew there were 10. And he says, it's only this one that returned. And he's a foreigner. Why did he return as a foreigner? Because he thinks he doesn't deserve it. But the other 9 think he belongs to them anyway. Why should we thank him? Am I not saved? Don't I give my tithes and offering? Is he not supposed to do that for me? But the master says, were there not 10? And then he says, go your way. You are healed. What did he do to the other 9 before? I thought the Bible says they were cleansed. Something tells me, for the one who decides to return, God has a spare blessing waiting. Something tells me, for the one who chooses to return, God has something extra kept aside that the other people will never get to get. Something tells me there is always a surprise with God. For those who are grateful, he has something waiting for them. And I'm praying this morning that by the reason of this preaching of the word of God this morning, somebody will decide to get out of whatever is holding them down. I am praying this morning that the spirit of depression will be broken off of somebody, and somebody will engage in vigorous, energetic, aggressive thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. So I submit that even in the New Testament, God has spoken to us through Jesus that he expects thanksgiving. He expects it. And you know another interesting thing? All the thanksgiving used there is the same word. Eucharistio. Energetic. Robust. Vigorous. Enthusiastic. Praise. Thanks. So that brings me to the title of my message this morning. Who is God expecting thanksgiving from? Who is God expecting thanksgiving from? I'm already liking this service more than first service. Who in this auditorium this morning is God expecting thanksgiving from? Who in this church this morning is God expecting thanksgiving from? I know that some people dedicated baby this morning, but I'm not talking to only them. Who is sitting here this morning that God is expecting thanksgiving from? If you are that one, shout unto the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Give him thanks in everything. Why? Because he's the only one that can guarantee that in that thing you will come out on top. Give him thanks in everything. Why? Because he's the only one that can guarantee to give you the strength to endure while it lasts. Give him thanks in everything. Why? Because he's the only one who has made the promise and is able to keep that promise. The promise that says God is able to take that which the enemy meant for evil against you and work it together and work it together and work it together for your good. I don't know who God sent me to this morning, but you came here crying. You came here depressed. You came here thinking it is over. I want to let you know that because you are a child of God, it can never be over because your God is able to take it and work it for your good. Give him praise in the house. Give him praise in the house. Give him praise in the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So who? Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. So who is God expecting thanksgiving from? Number one, anybody, anybody, boy, girl, woman, child, man, anybody who is saved and washed in the blood of the Lamb. If you are saved, if you are blood bought and blood washed, God is expecting thanksgiving to return. Because there is no other gift that he can give to you that can be greater than that gift. The gift of your salvation is the most precious gift. Oh, in Romans 8:32, it says, him who did not spare his only son Jesus, but willingly, freely, without thinking, gave him to you. How will he, not with Jesus, give you this all the things? The husband, the wife, the house, the healing. How will he not give it to you freely that you will enjoy? If he has given you Jesus, he has given you all. So who is he expecting? Rigorous, energetic, active, aggressive thanks from anyone who is saved. Is there anybody this morning who is saved? Is there anybody who is saved and you are still quiet? Is there anybody who has known Jesus? 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 Anybody? That is the first set of people he is expecting thanksgiving from. The word expect is interesting. It means to look forward to without any anticipation of disappointment. Expect. It means to look forward to. God is looking forward to the testimony, to the thanksgiving, but not just any kind of thanksgiving, a vigorous, energetic, on purpose, robust, pastor added first service, dangerous thanksgiving. He's expecting from anyone who is blood bought, blood washed, and saved. Somebody said, no, I'm not interested in that. You are not interested in that. The Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world? He has Donald Trump in his hands. He has Buhari in his pocket. He is the general overseer of the whole world, but he's not saved. The Bible says he's finished. So salvation is the ultimate. Who is he expecting thanksgiving from? Anyone who is saved. Blood bought, blood washed. That is the only gift that answers here and answers there. It transcends time. It works here and it works there. If you are saved this morning, give him thanks. 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 I have never been excited with anything like the salvation Jesus gave to me freely. I have never, because nothing is like it. If you are saved, give him quality thanks again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who is God expecting thanksgiving from? Anybody, anyone that he has done something for. Anybody, anyone that he has done something for. My brothers and my sisters, I did not make a mistake. I said something. I didn't say a big thing. I didn't say a medium thing. I didn't say a great thing. I didn't say a small thing. I said something. Has God done something for you? Anything? Something? Is there anything since the day you broke through the matrix of your mother? Has God done anything for you? I'm not saying the ones you can remember and the ones you forgot, but has God done anything? Any little tiny thing, little thing? Has God done anything? If he has ever done anything for you, then you need to rise up and give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Those that he has done something for. If he has ever done anything for you, he is expecting praise. He is expecting praise. Psalm 103 verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not. Don't go further. Forget not. Forget not. Forget not. Because when you want to put all, some of us will start counting the big and the small. Forget not. He's been blessing us. He has blessed us. He is still blessing us. He will continue to bless us because he will never repent from blessing us. Somebody give him praise. Have you received material blessings? Have you received protection? Have you received provision? Have you dedicated a child? Have you received anything from the Lord? Tangible, intangible, he did it. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. An old miser who is full of himself was talking one day near a wise man. And he said this, I do not have to thank anyone for anything I have. Everything I have, I got the hard way by the sweat of my own brow. And the wise man overheard him and said a simple thing. Who gave you the sweat? And his head dropped. You think it's your degree? You think it's because you are related to Buhari? You think it's because you are from the north? You think it's because you can speak in tongues? You think it's because your Bible is fat? You think it's because you have all the international versions? No, it's beyond that. The love of God compels him to take care of us. Is there anybody in this house this morning that God has done something? I don't care how little and I don't care how big. Let somebody tackle the devil. 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 Give him praise. Hallelujah. 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 Who is God expecting, looking forward to, not having any disappointment in mind, to give him a robust and energetic and enthusiastic praise and thanksgiving? Him that God has given divine health, or he has healed, or he has given sufficient grace. Let me explain. There are some of you, you say, I never get sick. So you don't think it's important to give God praise. I thank God for you. But there are some of us who have gone to the hospital many times. But every time we went, he went with us and came back out with us. Is there anybody here this morning? But the next set is the set I like. There are some of us, even right now, you may be holding a medical report. You brought it to church this morning. He sent me to tell you that even though you don't have divine health, even though it looks like he has not healed you in the eyes of the medical report, but he has given you grace that is sufficient. I come with the word of Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul said, 3 times I went to him. I said, Father, take this infirmity from me. But he said, no, I will not take it. But my grace. Is there anybody here? It looks like you are not healed yet, but his grace has been sufficient for you. Give him praise. 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 They said you are not healed, but you are waking up and coming to church. They said you are not healed, but you are going to work. They said you are not healed, but you are submitting proposal here and there. They say you are not healed, but you can see the numbers on your phone and dial and speak for 1 hour. They say you cannot hear. You are not healed yet, but you drive your own car. Don't you know that is the grace that is swallowing the medical report? Somebody give God praise. So if he has given you divine health, you don't get sick, he is the one. If you got sick and he healed you, he is the one. If the doctor says you are not healed and you are thinking of believing them, but his grace is sufficient for you, give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Let me tell you about grace sufficient for you. Ecclesiastes 2:24 said, there is nothing better for a man than he should eat and drink, and that his soul should enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw was from the hand of the Lord. They say you are not healed, but you are busy enjoying the things of life. That is a gift from the Lord. Give him praise for his gift. Give him praise for his gift. Give him praise for his gift. Who is God expecting thanksgiving from? Who? Those that he has bestowed grace and mercy upon. But let me split them into two. Grace, unmerited favor. Has God given you something that you do not merit? According to the quota system of the world, you are not in the quota. But has he bypassed the quota and blessed you? Is there a woman who was tired of counting the number of abortions, but today you have children and a tall, dark, and handsome to show for the goodness of God? That tells me his grace supplied even though you did not qualify. Is there a man here that did not even call you for interview? All you got was a job employment letter. Is there anybody like that? Are you forgetting that that is grace? That is grace. That is grace. That is grace. Is there anybody here who can tell me that what I was expecting is far below what I got? He surprised me. He surprised me. I want you to know that what he did is that he activated Ephesians 3:20 in your life. Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than you have asked. That is grace. Can somebody be on their feet and give him praise? Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. I cannot stop praising him. I cannot stop praising him. As I look back at my own life, even me will not give myself a microphone in a church, but except for the grace of God, I cannot stop praising him. I cannot stop praising him. I cannot stop praising him. I can't. I can't. I can't. I looked at my life when I was expecting my first child, and the devil said, with the number of abortions you committed, there is no way, give up. There is no way, give up. And then he will flash pictures before me. He will show me holding the girl, the leg of the girls before the doctor. And he said, forget about it. But his grace, his grace, his grace. Is there anybody here this morning who is not qualified according to the standard of the world? But the grace took you and qualified you, and you are here. Give him praise. 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 Didn't the doctor say your sperm is of low count and that your sperm is low quality, but are you not holding your children? Didn't they say in primary school that you not amount to anything? Are you not in Abuja causing wave? Who did that? The grace. The grace. The grace. The grace. The grace. Let me come again. Let's talk about mercy. What is mercy? What is mercy? Mercy is those things that we deserve that we didn't get. Oh, your tire is worn out. You are doing 150. Do you know what you deserve? You are supposed to be in the mortuary. Oh, yesterday you left the heater on and you went to bed. What do you deserve? You deserve to be in the mortuary. Oh, you went to that restaurant. You ate and belched and left there. What you didn't know was that something else was in that food. But he who said, they shall take poison and it shall not offend them, came behind you. You ate and left, but you didn't know. Some other people went there, ate the same food, and they died. Oh, this one is so fresh. This one is so fresh. My wife went to a wedding in Kaduna yesterday and said, something was wrong with that food. I don't understand. Something was wrong. So you tasted it, you say, eh. So you ate it, you say, I ate the meat. But something was wrong. You went ahead to eat the meat. You say, eh. I say, okay, his grace is sufficient for you. Mercy will speak. I began to sleep, pastor, and I got a call. Some of our friends did not return from Kaduna because one of them was admitted. He ate the same food. What is mercy? You are not supposed to be here. You are supposed to be dead. Some of you, you got promoted, you celebrated, and you went to the office and sat on that chair and swirl around and swirl around. What you didn't know was that the weekend before you resume, some Baba Laos, Mama Laos, Uncle Laos, Auntie Laos, Cousins Laos went there, put something on the seat, and said when you resume, you will drop dead. But you went there, sat, got up, came to church, and you are alive. His mercy. His mercy. His mercy. His mercy. His mercy. His mercy said no. His mercy said no. His mercy said no. The devil told me, because of your mouth, I will kill you. This year, I was coming back from vacation with all my family in the car. And from nowhere, I heard boom. And immediately, I saw a flash. Pastor perishes with an entire family. In newsflash, I say, can't walk. There is mercy. Mercy said no. Somebody say, mercy said no. Mercy said no. Mercy said no. Is there anybody here that mercy woke up and said no on their behalf? Let them give God praise. Let them give God praise. Give God praise. Give God praise. Sit down, sit down. We are just talking. Sit down. Who is God expecting? Vigorous, rigorous, dangerous, energetic, enthusiastic praise from. Who is that man? Those that I would like to consider this morning, walk in progress. Walk in progress. Oh, there was a time they thought God has started. And then all of a sudden, they're not hearing anything again. Oh, the young brother with the mustache came and said, hello, baby, I love you. And since then, he has not returned to say any other thing. And you are wondering. Oh, they called you and said, bring the application. We want to start interviewing now. And you took it there and suddenly they are quiet. I call it walk in progress. I call it walk in progress. They told you the way this system is going, your office is too small for you. We're about to lift you up. And then suddenly they kept quiet, and you are wondering, walk in progress, walk in progress, walk in progress. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun, he who has begun, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ. Has he started anything in your life? Has he started anything in your life? Has he started anything in your life? He will complete it. He will complete it. He will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible calls him Alpha and Omega, the beginning and all that is in between and the end. The Bible calls him the author and the finisher, the beginning and the end. The Bible tells him, calls him the beginning and the end. But you know what? It's all that is within. We sang this morning a song. His name is Alpha, Omega, Oh, he's ageless and he's changeless. Almighty Jehovah, he's the glorious God. He has no abandoned projects. If he starts, he finishes. The only one that can abort it is yourself, but not him. He is committed. How do you know that? He is the one who told us that he who puts his hand to the plow does not look back. When he puts his hand to the plow of repairing our lives, he does not look back. Somebody give him praise in the house. Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. I'm confident of this very thing. I'm confident of this very thing. He who has begun the work in me, he shall complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. He shall complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. I'm confident of this very thing, that whatever he has started in my life, in your life, if we will allow him, if we will cooperate with the grace and mercy, he will finish it. Somebody give God praise. Give God praise. Give God praise. Give God praise. Who is God expecting? Rigorous, vigorous, dangerous, energetic, enthusiastic praise and thanksgiving from. He who is thinking that nothing good is happening in their life. They just think so. It's a thought. They just think nothing is happening. I have not done anything this year. No income has come this year. Nothing good has happened this year. Oh, is it possible you are not a good record keeper? Is it possible that you are suffering from selective amnesia? Is it possible? I'm not insulting, I'm just asking, is it possible? Could it be you have forgotten something? Is it possible? Is it possible? Is it possible? Well, whether he's doing something or not, I need you to give him thanks. Why? Because we call him the serendipitous God. He is the God of suddenlies. He is the God of suddenlies. He is the God of suddenlies. The Bible says when the captivity of Zion was turned around, it was like a dream. They were not expecting it. Is there anybody here? You think something is not happening? Give him quality praise. The God of suddenlies will suddenly. But is it also because you are not observant? The Bible says one of them, when he observed, returned. One. I heard a story about Mrs. Green Miller. A boy brought a bread for her from the grocery shop. And as her usual manner, she thanked the boy very well. Thank you, my son, for bringing the bread to me. And the boy looked at Mrs. Miller. He said, "Ma, it's not my doing. It's not me you should thank. Go and thank the grocer, the one who gave me the bread to give you." So she went to the grocer and said, "Thank you for giving that delivery boy the bread to bring to me." The grocer said, "No, I am not the one that you should thank. It is the baker that we should go and thank." So she went to the baker and said, "Thank you for baking the bread and giving it to the grocer to give to the delivery boy to bring to me." And the baker said, no, this is misplaced thanksgiving. It's not me you should thank. Let's go to the farmer. Because he farmed the wheat, I harvested the wheat and I used it to bake bread. So they went to the farmer and they said, "Farmer, thank you. What a good farmer. You've been helping us in this. It's because of you hunger has not finished us. Thank you for the bread that you gave the bread baker, that the baker gave to the grocer, that the grocer gave to the delivery boy that came to my house. I and my children, we ate and we were filled. We came to say thank you." And the grocer said, "No, it's not me you should thank. It's not me you should thank. You see, as an expert farmer, I have researched and found out that it's not about the farmer. No matter how good, how healthy the seed is, when you put it into the ground, there is one who controls the atmosphere of the ground. There is one who holds the life in the seed. There is one who gives the sun. There is one who gives the rain. There is one who makes the sun to shine. That is the one we should greet That is the one we should give thanks to. His name is Almighty God. He is the one that caused the rain to fall on my farm, the sun to fall on my farm. He is the one responsible for the photosynthesis that led to the fertilization, that led to the fruiting, that brought the wheat out. He is the one we should give thanks. I want you to know that everything and anything around you, if you are careful to observe, it is traced back to the Almighty God. You are wearing a jacket right now. I don't know if it's 100% cotton, but that cotton came from a farm. And that farm brought out the cotton because God is back to God. Somebody say it's back to God. Say it's back to God. Who is God expecting great thanks from? Who is God looking forward to bring serious thanks with energy? Great thanksgiving on purpose, planned energetically with enthusiasm. Enthusiasm means while you are planning the planning for the thanksgiving, there is another joy, another thanksgiving in the planning. You don't get it? Have you seen somebody who is cooking and they are whistling? That is enthusiastic cooking. You are planning for the thanksgiving. In the planning, there is so much joy that cannot be hidden. Who is God expecting that to happen? Listen carefully. He is expecting rigorous, active, energetic thanks from those, listen carefully, from those who are right now, as I'm talking, going through unpleasant, rough, painful circumstances. Okay, somebody said, no, that cannot be true. I want you to know that is true. God is expecting great thanks. Some people call it sacrifice of thanks, but it's still thanks. God is expecting. You are here this morning. You don't know what is happening to you. You cannot explain it. You feel you should have died many years ago so that you don't live to experience this. The pain is overwhelming. Sometimes you consider even taking your own life. But I want you to know that God sent me to you this morning. That He's expecting. He's expecting. Unfortunately, He's not looking forward with thinking of disappointment. He's thinking that you will come and give Him energetic, on purpose, planned, rigorous, vigorous, dangerous thanksgiving. Psalm 91, 15 said, He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will deliver him in trouble and I will honor him. He is working honor for you ahead of this trouble. He is working honor for you ahead of this trouble. He is working honor for you ahead of this trouble. Psalm 23, verse 4 said, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not be afraid because you are with me. And in Hebrews, it says, I have said it, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So that when you are passing through stuff, you can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Is there anybody here now who will shout, the Lord is my helper? Isaiah 43 verse 2 says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior, your salvation, the one who will guarantee your escape from whatever you are going through. I ransomed you from Egypt, from Ethiopia, and from Seba. I will give men in your place. He says, if you hold on to me, if you get to it, I'll kill men for your sake. He's your God. You say, Pastor, you are not saying it well. Oh, the prophet Habakkuk 3:17-19. He says, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the field yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet, though my house rent is due, though the doctor's report is bad, though they said I should move, though they are threatening sack, though I am not feeling good, though they have concluded the plan to kill me, yet, somebody shout, yet, will I praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Giving him thanks in everything, for it is the will of God. Why? Because if you give him thanks in that thing, the thanks becomes to the solution to everything. God is a wise God. God is a wise God. I see somebody changing their position this morning. You are changing from the position of gloom to a position of excitement. Somebody is casting off depression this morning. Somebody is allowing this word to enter into their heart and bring them out. Let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, whatever the enemy does to you, whatever he steals from you, whatever he destroys in your life, whatever he kills in your life, God is able. God is able. God is able to restore. And when he restores, he gives you something better. If you believe, shout unto the Lord. Hallelujah. So when you are going through stuff, it's not a time to cry. If for any reason emotion overwhelms you and you cry, make it quick and switch. And switch. He will not be angry that you cried. He knows your emotion. Just make it quick. If the devil can't steal your joy, he can't keep your goods. Write it down. Write it down. If the devil cannot steal your joy, he cannot keep your goods. And the joy of the Lord shall forever be your strength. And it is that strength you need to come through. To come through. So during the time of adversity is the time to switch into the spirit of thanksgiving. So that the joy of the Lord can become your strength. And that strength will take you through. Henry Frost served as a missionary to China for many years. He wrote this in his journal. He said, I received a sad news from home, and deep shadows had covered my soul. I prayed and prayed and prayed, but the darkness did not vanish. I summoned myself to endure, but the darkness only deepened. Then I went on an island station and saw on the wall of the mission house the words, try thanksgiving. I did, and in a moment, every shadow was gone. Not to return. Not to return. You are going through stuff. You need the joy of the Lord to pass through. The joy of the Lord is generated in the place of thanksgiving. You are the most qualified to give God praise so that you can keep the enemy where he belongs. Somebody give him praise. Somebody give him praise. Somebody give him praise. Somebody give him praise. Who is God expecting to give him quality thanks?
Me.
All those who just came out of something and life is meaningless right now. You managed to pull through. Let me tell you first that people died in that same thing that you came from. That's the first thing I want you to know. So God is expecting a vigorous, rigorous, vibrant, exuberant, energetic, enthusiastic praise from you. The same thing you came out from and you are angry. That now you are empty. Some didn't make it. Some didn't make it. So he's expecting praise from you. He's expecting praise from you. But what should you do when you come out of a bad situation and it looks like it's empty? Be like Job. The Bible says after he lost his children and lost his property and lost his health, in 2:10, the Bible says in all of this, he did not sin. He went to the house of the Lord and worshiped. So what was the result? Job 42. And the later part of Job's years was far better than the former. For God gave him double. 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 Is there anybody who wants God to give them double? Look at the devil in the eyes and say, no matter what you do to me, I am going to praise the Lord. Praising the Lord and giving thanks to the Lord is not about feeling. It's about obeying. It's about honoring him. It's about glorifying him. It's not about feelings. Tell the devil, I'm coming out of this feeling and I'm giving God the praise. And you know what? He will perfect it in the name of Jesus. Who should you be like? Be like David. Be like David. David loved his son. Heir apparent to the throne of Israel. He prayed and fasted, prayed and fasted, prayed and fasted, prayed and fasted. The boy died right before him. The Bible says he took his bath, ate food, and went into the house of God and gave thanks. And boom, a replacement, Solomon, came. There is nothing the enemy can take from you that God is not able. 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 That God is not able
to restore something better. Something better. You lost a relationship. I want you to know that something better is coming. You lost a son. Something better is coming. You lost an opportunity. Something better is coming. We don't know how he will do it, but my Bible tells me that he is the God of all flesh, and nothing is too difficult for him. Somebody who is going through stuff, rise up on your feet and give God praise. Give God quality 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 praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who is God expecting quality praise from? Those who are expectant. Be seated. Those who are expectant. Those who are expectant. You keep saying we are waiting. We are waiting. Can I tell you something? Keep waiting. But wait in faith. Keep waiting, but wait with thanksgiving. The Bible says, a time is coming, your expectations shall not be cut off. Proverbs 23:18. For surely there will be an end. For surely there will be that day. For surely there will be that day that your expectations shall not be cut off. The Bible says, as you keep sleeping and waking and sleeping and waking and sleeping and waking, one day, boom, the test becomes positive. There is a baby. One day, boom, you see yourself in church with the ring in your hands. One day, boom, you see yourself, they say it's induction to take over the job. One day. Somebody say, one day. Keep your expectation up. Keep your expectation up. And as I begin to round up, who is God expecting rigorous, vigorous, energetic, very, very dangerous, on purpose, good measure, pressed down, shaking together, thanksgiving from everything that has breath. Everything that has breath. Some of you didn't get it. Everything that has breath. Okay. Let's do it this way. Let's do it this way. Lean to your neighbor. Check. Are they breathing? Lean to your neighbor. Are they breathing? So I said everything that has breath. You are still seated. Everything that has breath. Everything that has breath. Everything that has breath. Everything that has breath. Is there a man in this house today? Is there a woman in this house today? The breath of God is still in your nostrils. Your lungs are still functioning. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Do you have breath? Do you have breath? Are you breathing? Give him quality praise. Give him quality praise. Give him quality praise. Give him quality praise. How many things? Everything. Listen carefully. I did not say everything that owns a car. I did not say everything that is married. I did not say everything that has a job. I did not say everything that has a child. I did not say everything that has a house. I said everything, every man, every boy, every girl that has breath, that has breath. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. You are alive. Listen. 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 Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Uncle Uche, in the animal kingdom, the lion is the king. The dog is the basest of all animals. That is why the Bible says don't be like dogs. They go back to their vomit. They don't know nothing. The lion is the king. The dog is the business. But the all-wise God says a living dog is better than a dead lion. Do you have breath? Are you alive? 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 Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done. Hey, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Come on now. Look what the Lord has done. Hey! Look what the Lord has done. Come on now, say, look what the Lord has done. Hey! He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. Just in time, so I'm gonna praise his name. Each day.
Look what the Lord has done. Everybody say, look what the Lord has done.
Listen. Scientifically documented, an average adult takes approximately 23,000 breaths a day. 23,000. It's not taking the breath that is the problem. An average adult takes 23,000 breaths a day. But listen to this. That breath must be coordinated in a very, the process of exhaling and inhaling oxygen and exhaling carbon dioxide is a very complicated respiratory tract. It requires psychological precision. If any of the system misfires, you are gone. It's a complicated process. If any misfires, some of you who drive good vehicles, they tell you the injector is misfiring. If the injector misfires in you, you are gone. The designer of the human body makes sure that 23,000 times a day, none of them misfires. Everything that has breath, let me hear them praise the Lord. Everything that has breath. Everything that has breath.
Ha! Look what the Lord has done. Come on, look what the Lord has done. Let me hear you say now, look what the Lord has done.
God is expecting energized, aggressive, enthusiastic clap from us in this season to culminate and peak on the fourth. God is expecting an energized, on purpose, well packaged, pressed down, shaking together offering, because offering glorifies Him. Your money represents your life. Why do we go to work? Is it that you love your boss too much? You go and sit down there from 8 to 5. Your money represents your life. God is expecting us to come here with an energetic, well-prepared offering. God is expecting us, some of us who are ready to go to the tailor, tell the tailor, I want an energetic dress. We are coming here to give energetic thanksgiving, enthusiastic thanksgiving, on purpose thanksgiving, vigorous thanksgiving, out of this world thanksgiving, undignified thanksgiving, wild thanksgiving, no hold back thanksgiving, without restraint thanksgiving. Is there anybody here who will say, I am coming back? I am coming back.
Hallelujah.
Is there anybody who will say, I am returning? Shout, I am returning.
I am coming.
Hallelujah. 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 Please be seated. Please be seated. Please be seated. Please be seated. He is expecting. He is expecting. I will not disappoint him. I will not disappoint him. I will not disappoint him. I'm blood bought, blood washed. I'm blood bought, blood washed. That is too good enough. I can remember many things he's done for me. I actually cannot count them. That is good enough. I am expectant. That is good enough. I have breath in my nostrils. That is good enough. I am alive. I'm joined to the living. There is hope for me. So I'm coming with a vigorous, planned, energized, energized. Do you know in the youth church, we normally start telling them to buy Baba Blue. We tell them, buy Baba Blue. Don't drink Coke. Don't drink anything cold in this week of Thanksgiving. That's how we do it there. Lick Baba Blue. Why? The Bible says with a loud voice, he fell. Baba Blue will make the voice louder. Finally, who is he expecting Thanksgiving from? Those that he will save in this service. Every head's bowed, all eyes closed. God wants to do something in this service now. In somebody's life, it will be far, far bigger than anything
and everything he has done in your life before. He wants to do something. He wants to reunite you to himself. The biggest sin of ingratitude is the sin of rejecting the sacrifice of Jesus. It's the highest form of ingratitude. That God will become man, and he'll become man and go to the cross of Calvary and allow ordinary men to beat him, to tear his face because he loves you. And then you say, that is not important to me. It's called the sin of ingratitude. Today, God wants to reconcile somebody to himself. Then he'll start giving you dances. Another reason is that you can't give God all these quality thanks that he will receive if you are not yet his own. So God sent me to pray with somebody this morning. I want to pray with somebody. Somebody think that they came here for baby dedication. No, God brought here to hear this message. God wants to do something major, something new in your life. I came to pray for you. You say, I can't remember when I laughed last, real laughter. The one that comes from the deep recesses of my heart. I can't remember when I laughed last. I've not been happy recently. Things are not working for me. Men are disappointing me left, right, and center. I feel like dying. I'm under too much pressure. I came to let you know that God is waiting for you. If you are that person, lift up your hand and I'll pray for you. And I'll pray with you. Thank you. I like the way those hands went up. I like it. I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you. He sent me here this morning to you. Number one, he wants me to tell you that he loves you. He is not like those people who claim to have loved you, but they really don't love you. He said he loves you. That if you were the only one on the earth, he would still have sent his son to die for you. He loves you. He wants me to tell you that the guilt the enemy has been punishing you with for the past years is not from him. He does not condemn. He said, I came to find the sick. I came to forgive. I came to heal. He wants me to pray with you. He wants to do something big. Listen, there are things human beings cannot do. Only God can do them. He sent me early this morning to tell Family Worship Center that he wants to give people new calendars of life. Do you want to plug into that? Let me see your hand. I'll pray with you. I'll pray with you. Now do another bolting. Now before I tell you what I want you to do, the devil, John 10:10 says the only reason the devil exists is to do three things: to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He has nothing good for you. He is limited. That is why he has not killed you yet. He is waiting for the last straw, then he will kill you. But you are not going to negotiate with him. Don't negotiate with him on his stuff. You are in his territory. Don't negotiate with him. You will jump up and come. I want you, if you raise your hand, just pick your Bible and your bag and come to this altar of God and let the God of the altar alter your life. If your hand was up, don't negotiate with the devil. Just jump up quickly and come. Just jump up quickly and come. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You say, Pastor, can I come? I didn't raise my hand. Yes. The answer is 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 yes.
Thank you for listening to this message. You will be blessed when you do the things that you have heard. You can make a brand new start in life by becoming a child of God. It's as easy as believing in your heart as you say the following prayer. Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. Jesus, come into my heart today and be my Lord and Savior. I declare right now that I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations if you just said that prayer. It is important that you join a Bible-believing church immediately so that you grow in knowing Christ. We would love to have you visit our church in Abuja, Nigeria. For more information about this ministry, you can visit our website at www.fwcabuja.org. God bless you.
Family Worship Center. We care.